Top stories on ABC News. MPs and senators are gathering in Canberra tonight ahead of Federal Parliament's first sitting of the year. They're all promising to concentrate on the economy and rising costs for families. But the threat of more tit-for-tat dual citizenship cases being sent to the High Court also hangs heavy on Capitol Hill. At least 50,000 South Australian homes will have a battery and solar panel system installed under a state government plan to build the world's largest virtual power plant. The government will use a $2 million grant and a $30 million loan to help establish the plant, but the cost will also be financed through the sale of electricity. Several thousand people have protested on the streets of Seoul, concerned that the Winter Olympics have become the North's pawn for propaganda. A joint North and South Korea Olympic ice hockey team has also angered protesters. They're saying the North is taking away opportunities for the South's athletes. And in tennis, Germany has beaten Australia to book a place in the Davis Cup quarterfinals. Alexander Zverev beat Nick Kyrgios in straight sets to claim the tie 3-1. Zverev won the match 6-2, 7-6, 6-2.